Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, and it's Monday, the 8th of August, second full week of the month of August. Let's see, what do we have? 8-8. Ooh, I like that. 8-8. Well, we can't do 8-8-28. It's 6 years before we can do that, Jay. So it's just.
It'll be here before we know it, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. The time, doesn't it flip and flop? So we have had a weekend to have some flipping, and now we're flopping in a manner of speaking. Here we are, ready to fill your ears and your head with all kinds of imagery, some conversation about the things that are going on around the world. Some of them are good, some of them are and some of them are not so good. And I guess this is from the not so good department. 9 injured, another shooting. Weekends, heat, that's what people are, the authorities, I love this, the authorities say, well, it's probably the heat. Really?
You have to. And ornery.
Yeah, well, okay, so then maybe those people shouldn't have guns. 2 shots fired, 9 people, well, there were two people who were shooting, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody was killed, so that was the good news, but around, what, like a little before 2 a.m., authorities were called to Main and 13th Streets in Cincinnati, Ohio, because of a disorderly crowd, and 2 groups started arguing, 2 people pulled out guns and started firing, 9 people were injured. The authorities, the police officers, were offering medical care to a lot of the people. Some transported themselves to the hospital. Authorities transported people. Ambulances came to transport people. And it was 9 injured. All have been taken care of and released. Mm-hmm. So really nice that it wasn't a worse situation.
So that's the worst we can do this weekend, which is an improvement over many of the weekends that we've had. I know it's, that sounds a little contradictory, right? A little silly to say, well, it's not as bad as some of the weekends we've had,
but
it really wasn't. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so here, following the visit of Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan, one of their leading weapons developers has been found dead in a hotel room. He was the deputy head of the government-controlled weapons developer. So the government's in charge. It owns the means of processing. Is that really? That's kind of interesting. So is this a coincidence, or is this like poison in his food?
Well, yeah, of course, a lot of speculation is like, well, the timing of this seems very interesting.
Yeah.
But however, his family has said that he has a history of heart disease, and he has a cardiac stent, and so it could have just been a genuine cardiac situation.
Mm. So then why are we talking about it? Just because?
because the headline's salacious. Leading Taiwanese weapons developer found dead in a hotel room.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, over the weekend, all the Sunday news programs were focused on the Inflation Reduction Act. That's a pretty good name for it. It's an act. It's an act. It's all this stuff is theater, right? And so this is not something that I think is good, necessary, not because of the first part of the bill, but because of the $359 billion being spent at the altar of climate change or climate control or climate adjustment or climate fixing or climate whatever it is. This is a job. We're being jobbed. The American public is being jobbed, not only by the government, maybe the people like Vice President Harris and President Biden, they've been jobbed as well. But there's a mindset, there's a psychosis, there's this thing, and you look around, we're talking about the heat. Oh, it's so hot. Global warming. That's ridiculous. It's hot because the Earth is changing. Now, is the Earth changing because we're not doing a very good job of protecting Mother Earth thanks to fossil fuels? Yeah, you can make a good argument about that. But what is there in this $359 billion that's part of the Inflation Reduction Act? How do you spend more money and reduce inflation. The whole, even the name of the bill is ridiculous. And so here we go into this rah-rah shish-kumbah. The Democrats all say, hey, this is fab. And the Republicans say it's awful, when it's neither and both. It isn't really fabulous, and it really isn't awful. It's just, where's our head in all this? This was, you think this is a coincidence? This gets passed during the warmest summer in 15 years? No, it's all about psychology. It's hot. The planet's burning up. We got to do something about it. So if you're silly enough to think that $359 billion is going to stop whatever is going on, you need to go see somebody. You need to have an examination, because it isn't going to do a damn thing.
Mm.
People will say, well, we got to fix this. Yeah.
But there it didn't happen overnight. It's not going to be fixed overnight.
No. Uh-uh. Not at all. So, and we all have also, over the years, the fact that we have, the good news this hour, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, not this hour, but the good news today, may be the stats on unemployment, the jobs report. There are, since last month, 528 jobs were added. The unemployment rate is at 3.5%, and that's why I say whatever the course adjustment that we're on right now, the inflation problems that we're having, the price of oil and gasoline and all the other things, will be short-lived. I don't see this, and I'm not, listen, I'm an observer, I'm not an expert. I've been going through this stuff because I've been around for a while. I've seen this up and down and up and down and up and down. There's a cycle here. And it also speaks to our own psychosis. We have more money, so we spend it all. That's what happened during the pandemic. So that was good because it kept businesses going. That was swell. I mean, unless you try to figure out at the other end how we're going to pay for this. And then people say, oh, really, there's a problem here. Yeah, the problem is so deep-rooted, you can go back and find so many different reasons that the economy is screwed up. But you can all blame the Chinese if you want to blame somebody, whether that does it, or you blame yourself because you keep buying the cheap crap. The roots of all of this are our greed and our interest in buys, like with the farmers. You want to buy cheap food? Okay. So the farmers are going to go away and the processors are going to win. They're going to make all the cheap food in the world that you want. But what's that going to do for you in the long run? As Ken Kronhaus says, there are no 80-year-old fat men living and very few fat women living at the age of 80. It doesn't happen. But look at the fact that there, 35% of the country is now considered obese? So, okay, what is that? You know, that's where this all starts. It's very complicated, yet it's very simple. And so it goes back to us. How we have developed, we've had riches beyond what any other country has seen because of what we have been able to allow people to do, instilling in them the freedom to create things, to start businesses, to do things that no other country does the way we do. So, okay, that's good. Anyway, I'm sort of off. Somebody said to me, well, you go down so many different streets when you talk. Well, that's because in talk radio, there are so many different ways of handling. It's great conversation. I'm going in the direction that I would go with anybody when I'm having a conversation about this. Right?
There's so much important information.
Yeah. Anyway, so the labor market is red hot, as is the temperature around the country. And the fact that we're worried about monetary conditions. We're worried about layoffs. No, nobody's being laid off, or if they are, they're finding another job really quickly. And so all of these numbers from the Labor Department, non-farm payrolls, they always have it in two different categories. Non-farm jobs, and this is an old tradition, there aren't enough jobs on the farm anymore to make any difference. So, you know, this is basically it. The addition of 528 jobs, month before 250 jobs have been added, so that's twice as many in 1 month. The unemployment rate went down another point to 3.5%. Let's see here. The average hourly earnings up 0.5 of a point, which is higher than the average from the month before. So if you, you multiply that out, that means you would get a 6%, right? 5.5% times 12 is 6. So that means if the earnings continue on the same climb that they're on, the average wage would be 6% more at this time next year than it is right now, than your wages, 6%. That doesn't keep up with inflation, though. Isn't inflation more than that right now? Like about 6 point... Wait a minute, hold on a second. No, it's the real number here, at least according to the July jobs report, is that the... at the moment, I don't know how they separate this out. Hourly earnings, the inflation for people who are being paid by the hour is up 5.2%. If you're being paid a salary, the increase in inflation is 4.9%. What difference does it make whether you're getting paid hourly or whether you're getting a salary? I suppose the hourly people get paid for everything they do, and salary people don't. Is that how that works?
I think, yeah, hourly is more if you don't work, you don't get paid, and salary, you get that no matter what.
So this is a sharp jump from June. And payrolls rose again in June. The figures were higher than they were expected to have been. So, you know, you're up 200,000 from 1 month. This is a good report. And that's why I say, in my own analytical mind, what's going to happen here is this is going to, unless we get scared into the monkeypox thing, there's another one, and everybody goes, oh no, we're going to get monkeypox! No, you're not going to get monkeypox unless you're gay, unless you're bisexual, and you're a male. You're somehow connected to someone who's in that category. So, anyway, all of this started with me ranting on about the Inflation Reduction Act, which is, again, it's the psychology of psychosis, I guess. All right, 18 after, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you...
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say...
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV...
You can't be all working out, fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must not wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's home and set, so with that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Did you you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Imagine everything you need in one place, all within reach, at your fingertips. Welcome to your happy place. The all-new Staples Connect app, where you can save money with just a tap. Exclusive app-only savings and all your rewards in one place. No searching, just saving. Now, download the Staples Connect app and get $10 off your next $50 in-store purchase. Download the Staples Connect app today and find your happy place. Offer ends 12/31 in-store only. See app for full offer details.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers' markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some celebrity gossip, if you will, on social media, trending stories. One of them has to do with Anne Heche, who's a well-known face in the acting community, 53 years old. What happened to her this weekend right after this?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Okay, so Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here with a focus on a lot of things that you've seen in social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on Anne Heche, who was in a car crash.
This is a really scary ordeal.
Weird. But it's weird because she ended up in somebody's house, right? This is, she must live close, she's in Mar Vista, which is sort of right up the street from Venice, if you will. And so what happened? What do you see?
Well, and there's a lot of neighbors that are coming out and saying what they witnessed as well. And I guess originally before she went into this house, she drove into an apartment complex's parking garage. And some neighbors of that place tried to see if she was okay. And then she sped off. She ran a stop sign. Then
Haste did all of this?
Yes. And not only ran into this house, but apparently almost crashed all the way through it. And then her car went out in flames. Some other neighbors in the area, went inside to see if she was okay, not knowing that she was the driver at the time, and also the owner of the house. And miraculously, the owner of the house, her pets, dog, turtles, were able to get out unharmed. And the neighbor said that the owner of the house didn't realize the car was in the house, just kind of in this complete state of shock, and saw people in her house and was like, wait, what happened? What happened? As there's a car in flames with her house burning around her, and just in total shock. And then the people who were trying to get to Anne Heche were asking her if she was okay. Can she move her arms? And she's like, I'm not doing so well. And she couldn't move. And unfortunately, they weren't able to get her out until the first responders arrived and were able to get her out. So she suffered a lot of smoke inhalation. And apparently she is in stable condition, suffering from major burns, and is probably going to have a long road of recovery.
So, but what happened, though? What was going on?
There is some speculation that it was a situation of impaired driving.
She was drunk.
It has not been confirmed, but that is what some people are saying.
How does that happen under the circumstances? Unless she's on drugs or something has happened in she was out of control because...
Some kind of medical emergency, but yeah, yeah. No, a lot of people are saying that when they witnessed her car go into the first accident, that somebody said they noticed a bottle of alcohol in there, yeah. And so they're definitely obviously going to be... expecting this.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's Top Auto Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford Blue Cruise is sweeping North America with the F-150, Mustang Mach-E, and other Ford vehicles. Customers accumulating 10.6 million miles of hands-free highway driving since the technology launched in July 2021. Ford anonymized data to make Blue Cruise even better by refining visuals, sensing, and steering to help the system drive more like people. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate on Sunday passed a massive spending bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, raise corporate taxes, and hire an army of IRS agents to squeeze more taxes out of American wallets. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, after the 51-50 vote, with zero Republican support.
Joe-flation, as some people call it, will now refer to Joe Manchin, not President Biden. It takes a special kind of stupid, in my judgment, to raise taxes during both a recession and inflation.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday after more buses of illegal immigrants arrived in the Big Apple. Adams gave a news conference Sunday morning at the Port Authority where he accused the governor of using innocent people as political pawns. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
California's SB 57 will allow taxpayer money to be used for safe drug injection sites, once signed by Governor Newsom. Representative Daryl Issov, the Republican from California, weighs in on Newsmax.
Well, you know, Albert Einstein said that insanity was defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This isn't new. This idea of safe sites was tried in Holland years ago. Methadone, free methadone, and the like. The fact is that this is a drug dealer's dream, because anytime somebody can't afford a fix, send them over to the free site. The rest of the time, sell them the drugs. On top of that, people are going to get further addicted. This is bizarre. It makes about as much sense as having a monkeypox party or a COVID party, and then saying, well, it's safe because we've got doctors there.
Hong Kong has reduced the amount of time travelers will need to serve hotel quarantine if showing up infected. It goes down from 7 days to 3 days. On June 29th, Earth completed the shortest day since scientists started keeping records in the 1960s. Mother Earth did a full rotation 1.59 milliseconds faster than usual. Although no one knows why Earth is spinning faster, some scientists are claiming it's climate change. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
Scientists
doing a survey of a microorganism over in Scotland have found a new DNA strain of fungi. Right? Is that how you say the plural of fungus is fungi?
Fungi.
I have said that to a couple of people. Hey, fungi. And they don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Did you just call me a mushroom?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hoping to make your day, your life better, and some more fun intermixed into what's going on. Yep, this is Doug's 7 Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here with me. We celebrate the good news of this half hour, which focuses on a lifeguard named Natalie. Say it again, dear. There it is. There's Natalie Lucas's name. She's at a YMCA pool in Colorado, no experience whatsoever in birthing babies, and why should she, right, at the age of 18?
Just a quiet, easy day. I wasn't expecting any big shenanigans to be happening, but one little one had other plans and was like, no, I'm coming into the world right now.
I've always seen childbirth in movies, she said, but not the real thing. Something new and amazing. Yep, it's kind of a cool thing. Tessa Ryder and Matthew Jones were at the pool. Ryder, who's 9 months plus pregnant, apparently, was trying to get some relief from the pain in her hip, but that's a good place to do it, getting floating. Here you go in the water, float around. It's pretty cool, and you're not going to be so uncomfortable. So she eased herself into the pool. She was holding on to the pool noodle, which is the thing going down
those
into
big
the
big foamy thing.
Yeah, right. And she was bobbing along. She experienced a completely different kind of pain and pulled herself out of the pool. And she looked at the lifeguard and said, "We need to go." Tessa was, she got out of the pool. That was it. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, and her partner was there. And Tessa said that, the parents said that Tessa stayed calm. She went and got towels. She told another pool goer to call 911, got on dispatch. And Natalie said that because the parents were so calm, that helped her remain calm because she was kind of like, well, I need to be calm for them. But also, they're so calm about this that she was able to help with the delivery. She asked them what they needed afterwards. And Tessa was like, I could use somebody to hold up my back just because of the pain and exhaustion. And Tessa sat behind her to help her prop up her back. And 18 years old.
Good
just
for her.
Another day at the pool that typically was not.
Well, you know, in the good old days or the bad old days, when there were no hospitals, there were no doctors, everybody had babies this way. So today it's my son's daughter, I'm sorry, my son's wife, while having my second grandson, Jasper, wanted to do it the natural way. She's going to have it at home, all that stuff. And then the reality of the pain set in, because this was a big baby. And so she went to the hospital to get the needles, but they took everybody, the whole midwife group came along for the ride, and they actually delivered the baby. But, you know, you think this is so unusual these days to not have a baby in a hospital. Both my children were born in the hospital. What about you, Jay, when you had your son, Mac?
I had a C-section and everything, but I was in the hospital, and he was actually induced. They had to take him out earlier because of complications.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that are doing natural births at home. That's why they have the midwives and the doulas and pool births, planned pool births, not like what happened here.
The water
planned
and
pool
all
births,
that stuff,
a lot of people do that. There's a few celebrities that have done it. Kourtney Kardashian, she caught her own baby. During one of her births, she was able to reach down and basically deliver her own child. She was in the hospital, but could you imagine? Like, that must have been so powerful to feel that. I took the drugs.
Yeah. I've only witnessed one birth in my life. It wasn't my two children. They both came in C-section at that time in the 70s. They didn't want to have the parent or the father in the room, which I objected to but didn't make any difference. Dr. Barry wouldn't let me in. And it wasn't Dr. Barry's rules. It was the hospital's rules. Anyway, so when I was dating a lady it was 2004, 2005. She was pregnant, not by me, but by somebody else. And that's a whole story in and of itself. I won't tell you the whole story because it doesn't make any difference to this story. But I was in the... she was going through a lot, and I was right there with her, and I was in the right in the delivery room, and I was the first person to hold this baby. And when the baby came up, I caught it, and it was one of the most bonding experiences I have ever had in my life. I didn't spend. She was.
That is so sweet.
The baby became more important to me than the mother, as the relationship went on, and so we went our ways. And I really didn't stay in touch with her as much as I wanted to. I saw a picture of her. She's now 18 years old. Okay. 2000. Yeah, she's 17 years old, and she. It's amazing. It just is amazing. Anyway. But it's a sight to behold. I'm sure those of you who are parents that have been through it, you know exactly what we're talking about. And so three cheers to this youngster who was smart enough to be able to do that. And the reason I brought up the old days is that kids were taught to do at all levels when the mother was, you know, they were at home and whatever kids were around were supposed to help the mother. But in this circumstance, not the way they do it today. So good for that teenager. Here's another story about a teenager, but didn't end up so well for the teenager. A Missouri teenager hailed today as a hero, but he drowned while rescuing his 4-year-old sibling. His name was Alex Harris. He was swimming in the Missouri River. His brother Asher got caught in a strong current. I heard yelling for help. Boy's father, Tyson, said I heard him yelling. The water was moving so fast, I'd never seen anything like this before, he said. Alex held Asher up until his mother got there, and then he went down. Can you imagine a father,
just
parents watching his hands go out of sight as he sank in the current?
That brother is a hero. He gave every last ounce of energy to save his 4-year-old little brother.
Yeah.
It was so tragic that he couldn't make it.
Yeah. Apparently, the two brothers were pretty close, even though there was a 14-year difference in age. A few days before this incident, Alex was captured on the family security camera, consoling Asher, who had fallen off his bike and skinned his knees. So that's the way you remember. The parents remember. He was working in the family business. They'd been, you know, they were a really tight family, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, but imagine the kid who's 4 years old. What does he know? How does he feel at four about his brother? And what does he even know about the incident? Well, this is where the parents' insight, their experience as human beings, their maturity, all will be called into question, or at least they'll be, you know, they'll have to work at this to help this kid from not being kind of screwed up.
Give information as age appropriate and as he grows up.
Okay, here's something from the Young People's Department. This says something I just don't understand, but you can maybe help me with this. Congress over the weekend passed a lot of bills, and one of them was named after an 18-month-old who died swallowing a battery. What the heck is an 18-month-old kid doing with a battery in the first place?
And that's why it's so important to, especially toddlers, you have to watch them
They
can get things.
Well, this is called Reese's Law. The kid that was 18 months old, the child was Reese.
Yeah, law's about strengthening safety standards for the products. Like these button batteries, that's what this toddler swallowed. And
but how do you get a hold of it? Where are the parents? What's the battery being, why is the battery laying
around? But that's the thing, it could have been in anything. These little batteries, the little circle button batteries, they're in everything. They're in cars,
right.
Like birthday cards.
How did the baby, that you're
missing my point. It could have fallen off. Different things that don't have the screws to them, it's just a little lip that you push to pull it open. Sometimes those break off. And in toddlers, they have these little strong fingers that they can get into things pretty quick. That's why for us personally, we don't let anybody except my parents even watch Mac, because we don't trust anybody to watch him without fail. To actually.
So what happened when you were growing up? Who watched you and kept you alive?
My parents and my aunt and my uncle.
Because that's their responsibility.
They always say it takes a village. But that's the thing. You have to be able to trust the people, especially when they're at this age. As they get older, you can give a little bit more trust to the child as well as the caregiver. But at this young age, children are amazing and creative.
Have to pass? Is there a law in this? How many laws do you pass?
To strengthen safety standards? If it keeps the child alive, yes.
No, but why weren't the parents there and knowledgeable about this?
They could have. But that's the thing, we don't know that. They could have been there. Everything that happens like this is always an accident. Maybe 2% of the time it's negligence, but a lot of times, like kids, that's the whole reason why pen caps have a hole in them, because of how easily
kids
can swallow those.
What does a law do to fix this kind of thing? Isn't it better for more parents to be aware?
Yes.
I know parents today are pretty
clueless.
And
money can go towards making people aware. Like, again, like I just said, pen caps.
Yeah.
They didn't always have the hole in it until kids started choking on them all the time because they put them in their mouth, and parents don't realize how quick that
can happen.
Or
not
parents.
Did you childproof? I was talking to my son last night about, you know, Jasper's now, 8 months old? Almost 9 months old. So he's getting into everything. I mean, he is
so easily
into everything.
Yeah, sure.
So Brendan had some guy come in and looked down. So what do we have to do to, you know, they're looking around and they're tying things up and they're putting the furniture against the wall so there's no electrical socket. And you know, they're using their heads. They're thinking about it. So they had somebody come in and look around. and tell him what they missed. What do you, you know, this, try this, do that. He said to me, well, there were three stages. We could spend $1,400 child-proofing the house. We could spend $2,900 child-proofing the house. Or we could spend $5,400 child-proofing the house. And so I said, did you get a list? He said, yeah. We knew what we were going to do anyway, but we just wanted to make sure. It was kind of an interesting exercise. But they're going to do the work themselves, as parents ought to do. It was somebody, another person's eye. Okay, what did we miss? Like grandparents sometimes do that sort of thing, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it just is.
Especially new parents. There's things you don't know until something happens, and then you realize it.
Yeah. Here's another toddler story. A 22-month-old baby, I guess 22 months old, a young child, not a baby, died after a cement truck lost control, fell off an overpass, and landed on top of another vehicle.
Isn't this heartbreaking?
Good God. This the driver of the truck was driving along the main lane of Beltway 8 in Texas. Where was this? Harris County. Yep. And apparently the driver lost control of the vehicle, veered left, rotated center counterclockwise, and struck the outside barrier and fell off the roadway. The truck driver was a 36-year-old woman, and men will say, oh, see, that's what you get. Now, there are a lot of good women. Women are better drivers than men for the most part, and there are a lot more women in construction. Now, I saw a woman the other day driving a loader up and down the street, and I saw a lady driving a dump truck recently. No, why shouldn't women be able to drive dump trucks and cement trucks? What difference does it make? Anyway.
Oh, no, it's incredible. When we first moved to Tennessee, it was a woman and two guys who were doing our moving, and she was carrying such heavier loads, and she was this tiny little thing, but she was a Marine, too.
Yeah, right.
She was a former Marine, and she was carrying heavier loads than the two guys were. It was incredible.
It's good to see women able to do. I like it. I think that that's the way it ought to be, frankly. Anyway, so the truck falls onto an expedition, had a family of four in it, grandmother, 22-year-old daughter, and the 22-month-old twin boys. And one of them died as a result of this. Good God. Imagine this. Who would be? How do you? That's the other thing. How do you plan for something like this? There's something to think about as we reach 48 past the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, it's 53 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for Farm, Food, and Family Connections. The prices in the grocery store and at the gas station, you all know what's going on there. Big dollars being spent. The impact on you. I was looking at a fellow for the farm show, Jay. Stephen Patricia runs Westside Produce in California, said that he's feeling the pinch because in his business and with every other farmer, whether you're big or small, fertilizer went up 300% this year. And how do you get that back again? You can only go so far with the prices. And he also, because of what he's doing there, he's got a big melon business, and he ships the product all over the country. And so his prices are up on average $10,000 a month to send his melons, cantaloupe mostly at this time of year, across the country. $10,000 a load. How do you like that? So if you've got a lot of, you know, then that's just one of the factors. And that's why it's better, if you can, to go to your local farmer because of the impact of that sort of thing. The folks in a farm over in England, sort of interesting, they canceled the flower festival because of the hot weather there. And that's cost them a lot of money. This is what's going on around the, not only around the country, but around the world, at least in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. And so no Shropshire petal fields this year. And a lot of people look forward to these sorts of things because in a traditional way, not only there, but here, elsewhere around the world, there are things that, like on my farm, every weekend we have a different event. And some of it's based on tradition. And so when you can't have these things because of the weather, we've lost a lot of... This weekend was horrible on my farm because it was so damn hot. Nobody wants to come outside. Nobody wants to visit the farm. Nobody wants to enjoy because it's not enjoyable. It's too hot. And so, again, I don't know if you're conscious of that, but it is something that's pretty unpleasant. Speaking of unpleasant, people are not happy with Cracker Barrel. We'll tell you that story after this.
paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so at the Crack House, Cracker Barrel. It is like a crack house. All right, so eat lots of biscuits and gravy. Yeah, that's great. They've added Impossible Sausage. So instead of having real, it's like Impossible Burgers, right? What's an Impossible Sausage made out of? What is that? It's fake meat, right?
Yeah, it's the fake meat. It's supposed to be so close to what, like, the real stuff is, but it's for people who don't eat the real stuff. And people who do eat the real stuff are apparently really offended at this. So, you don't like it, don't eat it.
People are offended by everything. Everybody's got a problem. I'm not going to. There's a lot of reasons not to go to Cracker Barrel, but if your reason is because they're serving quote-unquote fake meat, maybe you might want to check out your own sense of reality a little bit. At any rate, there's a lot of soy, right? They put a lot of soy
there's
in these things.
There's a lot of stuff, yeah. And I get it. Some people who just, they can't eat the real stuff, maybe for health reasons, but they love it's something as closely related to the real
thing. So they're offering the real thing, and they're offering something that's different. That's like two different things. Anyway, so
it's not like it replaced the real meat. Yeah, the real meat's still there.
Exactly. All right, here we are at the end of this hour. It's 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.